They have been hard at work for days, exhuming bodies from a forest on the outskirts of Izum. Ukraine says this was a massive burial site during the Russian occupation. Remains of more than 140 people have been recovered so far. Police say most of them are civilians. It's a horrific scene to witness, decomposing bodies. The position some are found in show that they were thrown into the shallow graves, not laid to rest.
We have the proof of torture by Russians in Izium. We know exactly the locations where they happened, and now our experts are investigating. We are looking for DNA, fingerprints, documents, and all evidence that can prove that civilians were tortured by the Russians.
Allegations of torture have emerged in many areas recaptured by Ukraine recently, but Russia has denied all responsibility. What's the point of telling you anything, says Alexander, still visibly shaking. He tells us people were taken to this police station and held in the basement. Investigators are working here too. The smell is fetid in here, it's humid, there is no aeration, yet there were four people locked up in this cell. And one of them is called Sergei. He has been marking the days he was held in here. Others have also done that. Here there's someone who spent a much longer time in this tiny cell. And we are told that what they had for a toilet was this bucket. Artem says he spent nearly 2 months in similar conditions in the nearby city of Balaklia, detained for having a brother in the Ukrainian army.
On the 46th day, they put a bag on my head and took me to the questioning room. They gave me two electric cables to hold and told me to never let go, otherwise it would be worse. They asked questions about our military. They wanted names. I had no idea. They would increase the intensity with each question.
Artem says he was held in here with seven others and that prolonged beatings were common. When the Russians first arrived here, they renamed Izum Novomoskovsk. They had support in this part of Ukraine, but after several months of occupation, they seem to have lost some of it. Hod Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Izum.